In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand?
But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared.
Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of his altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ, and saying, God, be merciful. Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. Almighty God, merciful Father, in holy baptism you declared us to be your children and gathered us into your one holy church, in which you daily and richly forgive us our sins and grant us new life through your Spirit. Be in our midst, enliven our faith, and graciously receive our prayer and praise. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
In God I trust, I shall not be afraid.
What can man do to me?
I must perform my vows to you, O God.
I will render thank offerings to you.
God is our refuge and strength,
a very present help in trouble.
Therefore we will not fear, though the earth gives way,
though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea,
though its waters roar and foam,
though the mountains tremble at its swelling.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In God I trust, I shall not be afraid.
What can man do to me?
I must perform my vows to you, O God.
I will render thank offerings to you.
Glory and peace to all men.
Lord God, you preserved your purely preached gospel and rightly administered sacraments through those who made the good confession at Augsburg in 1530. So also preserve your gospel and sacraments through our making that same good confession in our time. Send forth your Holy Spirit that we may confess your Son before others on earth, and that he may confess us before you in heaven. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Today is the presentation of the Augsburg Confession. The appointed Old Testament reading is from Nehemiah, the 8th chapter. And all the people gathered as one man into the square before the water gate. And they told Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses that the Lord had commanded Israel. So Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly, both men and women, and all who could understand what they heard, on the first day of the seventh month. And he read from it, facing the square before the water gate, from early morning until midday, in the presence of the men and the women and those who could understand. And the ears of all the people were attentive to the book of the law. And Ezra the scribe stood on a wooden platform that they had made for the purpose. And beside him stood Mattathiah, Shema, Ananiah, Uriah, Hilkiah, and Maaseiah on his right hand, and Pedaiah, Mishael, Malchijah, Hashem, Hashbadana, Zechariah, and Meshulam on his left hand. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was above all the people. And as he opened it, all the people stood. And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God. And all the people answered, Amen, Amen, lifting up their hands. And they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. Also, Jeshua, Bani, Sherebiah, Jamin, Akub, Shabbatai, Hodiah, Maaseiah, Kalita, Azariah, Josabad, Hanan, Deliah, the Levites, helped the people to understand the law while the people remained in their places. They read from the book from the law of God clearly, and they gave the sense so that the people understood the reading. And Nehemiah, who was the governor, and Ezra, the priest and scribe, and the Levites who taught the people, said to all the people, This day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep. For all the people wept as they heard the words of the law. Then he said to them, Go your way, eat the fat, and drink sweet wine, and send portions to anyone who has nothing ready. For this day is holy to our Lord. And do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. So the Levites calmed all the people, saying, Be quiet, for this day is holy. Do not be grieved. And all the people went their way to eat and drink, and to send portions, and to make great rejoicing, because they had understood the words that were declared to them. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob,
whose hope is in the Lord his God.
For the Lord takes pleasure in his people.
He adorns the humble with salvation.
The epistle reading is from 1 Timothy, the 6th chapter. But as for you, O man of God, flee these things. Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, gentleness. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called and about which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. I charge you in the presence of God, who gives life to all things, and of Christ Jesus, who in his testimony before Pontius Pilate made the good confession, to keep the commandment unstained and free from reproach until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he will display at the proper time, he who is the blessed and only Sovereign, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone has immortality and who dwells in unapproachable light, whom no one has ever seen or can see. To him be honor and eternal dominion. Amen. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Your testimonies before kings, and shall not be put to shame.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 10th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "So have no fear of them. For nothing is covered that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be known. What I tell you in the dark, say in the light, and what you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. And do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? And not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. But even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. So everyone who acknowledges me before men, I also will acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I also will deny before my Father who is in heaven." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Remain standing if you're able for the singing of the hymn of the day, which you'll find on the insert.
Please join me in prayer.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer.
Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Everyone who acknowledges or confesses Jesus before people, he will confess before his Father who is in heaven. So we hear our Lord Jesus' promise in tonight's gospel reading. And immediately after we hear him warn that whoever denies him before people, he will also deny before his Father who is in heaven. 495 years ago this day, initially six individual rulers and the mayors and councils of two free cities in what we today know of as Germany confessed, did not deny, but confessed Jesus at a meeting with their emperor in the city of Augsburg. Thus known as the Augsburg Confession, their statement of faith, written chiefly by Philip Melanchthon and based solidly on Holy Scripture, was presented that day by being read aloud, not unlike the reading of the Book of the Law of Moses in today's Old Testament reading. And their statement of faith can be described as a good confession, like that for which St. Paul commended Timothy in tonight's epistle reading. Other good Lutheran confessions soon followed. The apology or defense of the Augsburg Confession, the small called articles, the treatise on the power and primacy of the Pope, and the formula of Concord in the forms of both its epitome and its solid declaration. Those, along with both the earlier three ecumenical creeds and the small and large catechisms, were collected into the Book of Concord, published some 50 years after the presentation of the Augsburg Confession. Still today, the Book of Concord's contents are the good confession of Jesus made by both Pilgrim's pastor and Pilgrim's members. In the time between the New Testament and the presentation of the Augsburg Confession, circumstances of controversy precipitated new creeds and confessions of Jesus. Just as circumstances of controversy also precipitated new creeds and confessions of Jesus in the time between the presentation of the Augsburg Confession and the publication of the Book of Concord. Since then, and still today, circumstances of controversy have precipitated and still precipitate both confessions of Jesus and making and breaking the fellowship of the Holy Supper. For example, over the past nearly 3 years, we at Pilgrim have considered such matters as church usages, that is, liturgy and hymns, law and gospel, the sacrament of the altar, unity and fellowship, ministry, public condemnation of public sin, and ecclesiastical supervision and dispute resolution. How do we, as pastor and people, confess Jesus against such errors in practice, if not also in teaching, that have infiltrated the fellowship of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and arguably, at least to some extent, deny Jesus? Or do we not so confess Jesus and instead deny him by our silence over those errors? If we do so deny him, of what are we afraid? Unrest in the congregation? having to refinance the parish hall loan, losing members and their offerings, God's not providing pastors for Pilgrim in the future. Those and other things may be legitimate concerns, but they hardly rise to the level of the life or death persecution that Jesus described in the verses before today's gospel reading, which persecution Jesus nevertheless tells us not to fear in today's gospel reading. Those presenting the Augsburg Confession figuratively, if not literally, put their necks on the line. Are we unwilling to do far less? God's judgment against such unwillingness and against all of our other sins and against our sinful natures themselves may be covered or hidden now, but God's judgment will be revealed and known one day. As Jesus said, we should not fear even those who can kill the body but cannot kill the soul, but we should fear him who can destroy both body and soul in hell, which destruction happens if Jesus denies us before his Father who is in heaven. Thanks be to God that he who can destroy both soul and body in hell loves even fallen humankind, and so mercifully calls and thereby enables us both to turn in sorrow from our sin and to trust God to forgive our sin for Jesus' sake. Jesus himself said that we are of more value than many sparrows, two of which sparrows he's translated as saying were sold for a penny. Jesus gave not birds, but himself as a ransom for all, which ransom St. Paul elsewhere calls the testimony given at the proper time. On the cross, the God-man Jesus died for the sins of the world, including your sins and my sins. He died the death that we deserved. He died in our place as our substitute. He did not fear death, but made the good confession before governors and kings and was not put to shame. For his Father accepted his sacrifice on our behalf and raised him from the dead. When in the Holy Spirit we confess our sins and our faith in Jesus, then God freely forgives us. God forgives our sinful nature and all our actual sin, our sins of denying Jesus, or whatever our sin might be. God forgives us through his word and sacraments. In tonight's gospel reading, Jesus tells his apostles to speak his word in the light and proclaim it on the housetops. And elsewhere in St. Matthew's gospel account, Jesus institutes holy baptism, holy absolution, and the Holy Supper. Based on such passages, the Augsburg Confession identifies those three as the genuine sacraments, for they have the commandment of God and the promise of grace. Notably, when you and I were baptized, we, or our sponsors on our behalf, individually confessed our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. And when we are communed on Christ's body and blood, we together with the congregation often confess faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. No different is the public declaration of Jesus in the Augsburg Confession, which notably says that private absolution should be retained in the churches. Forgiven through word and sacrament, we are transformed. With God's working in us, at least to try to keep his commandments according to our callings in life. We try to confess Jesus before people, both together as a congregation and in our individual lives. In this country, we are free to exercise our religion, not only inside the four walls of the church building, but also outside of those walls. We at least try not to let our family members and friends and coworkers and classmates' denials of Jesus go by without comment, but to confess Jesus before them whenever the Holy Spirit gives us opportunity. In the verses following today's gospel reading, Jesus makes clear that especially in families, such confession of him will not bring peace, but will bring division. And yet, just as no sparrow falls to the ground apart from the Father's knowledge and consent, though God does not necessarily cause the sparrow to fall to the ground, so what happens to us as a result of our confession of Jesus is not outside of God's realm of control. The presentation of the Augsburg Confession did not solve the religious differences of the day, as the emperor might have wanted. But rather, what we know of as Germany was broken up into two political unions formed on the basis of two different religious faiths. Still, the Augsburg Confession was the reformers' answer to both the emperor's call for a statement of faith and the Lord's call to confess him before people then, as it is part of our confession of Jesus before people today. With daily sorrow over our sin and trust in God to forgive our sin for Jesus' sake, we live in the forgiveness of sins. And we similarly strive faithfully to confess the Augsburg Confession in teaching and practice, and thereby to confess our Lord before people, that by God's grace, he might confess us before his Father who is in heaven. Amen.
Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. Lord God, you are the blessed and only sovereign, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone has immortality, who dwells in unapproachable light, whom no one has ever seen or can see. Yet in your love for even our fallen race, you sent both your Son to save us by his death on the cross and resurrection from the grave, and your Holy Spirit to call us to repentance and faith by your word and sacraments. We praise you for our salvation, freely given for Jesus' sake through faith in you. And we thank you that you have preserved your word and sacraments for our use. And we are grateful for those through whom you have preserved them. Always be restoring your church on earth, full of justified people who also remain sinful in this life. As you work through your ministers and those who hear them, let your law ever lead us to mourn and weep over our sin. And let your gospel forgive us and lead us to rejoice in you, especially in the meal of your Son's body and blood. Help us to pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, and gentleness, and to fight the good fight of the faith. May we keep your teaching and practice unstained and free from reproach. Unite our synod, district, and circuit on the basis of your Holy Scriptures and the Lutheran confessions. You are our refuge and strength, of very present help in trouble. Keep us from fearing those who would persecute us for confessing Christ and so denying him. Help us to lead others to confess Christ so that he may confess them also before you in heaven. Sustain your creation with seasonable weather. Grant peace on earth between nations according to your will. Give us faithful rulers and good government. Defend your gift of human life. Protect those who protect us. Through a healthy economy, provide all that we need to support our bodies and lives. Keep safe those who travel. Let the summer break refresh all schools, those who teach, those who learn, and those who support them. Let our families be places of your unconditional love and forgiveness. In your time and way, deliver those who are afflicted in body, mind, and spirit. Finally, strengthen us against all temptation and preserve us that we receive the eternal life to which you have called us and about which, by your leading, we have made and are making the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. To you, O Father, be honor and eternal dominion with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of Sabaoth, adored, heaven and earth with full acclaim, shout the glory of your name, sing Hosanna in the highest, sing Hosanna to the Lord, truly blessed.
Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. You once revealed your name to Moses in the burning bush, and through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, you unveiled the mystery of your holy name in the Trinity of persons and the unity of being. Grant that we, who have been baptized and instructed in the triune name, may faithfully eat and drink of your Son's body and blood, and worship you in spirit and truth, O Father, through your Son, in the Holy Spirit. Hear us as we pray in his name, and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.
Peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
O Jesus Christ, true Lamb of God, you take the sin of the world away. O Jesus Christ, true Lamb of God, have mercy on us, Lord, we pray.
One table, so you can come forward now. This is the body of Christ given for you.
Amen. This is the body of Christ given for you.
Amen.
Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Amen. Depart in peace.
Amen.
After you get back to your seats, we'll sing the first of the distribution of 664. This is the body of Christ given for you.
Our hearts in heaven we keep.
God the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.